All right, if you need a handout, would you lift your hand up real high? Our ushers are coming right now. They'll give you one. And I want you to turn with me this morning. At the top of your handout, you see our text is 2 Samuel chapter 17. I want to get back into our book of 2 Samuel that we've been going through here on Sunday mornings. And we left that for about a month for our missions emphasis. So now I want us to go back to 2 Samuel chapter number 17. If you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior today, and I hope that you do. If not, we can help you with that at the end of the service. But if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I can promise you this morning, you have an enemy. Now, I don't know who you view as your enemy today, but you do have an enemy. Maybe you think your boss at work is your enemy. Maybe you think your neighbor, your cranky neighbor is your enemy. Maybe you think your former friend that is a former friend, notice former friend, is your enemy. Maybe in your mind this morning, it was a rough morning and your spouse is your enemy this morning. I don't know. Maybe your mother-in-law is your enemy. I don't know. But I can assure you that they are not your enemy. Okay, they're not your enemy. The Bible tells us in black and white that your enemy is not somebody that has flesh and blood. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So then who is your enemy? Look in your handout. I think the Bible will tell us. In your handout there, Ephesians 6:11 says, put on the whole armor of God. Why, Christian? That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of your mother-in-law. Is that what it says? I told the Wednesday night crowd several months ago, I said I was at the, my mother-in-law lives in Pelican Bay, and I was going into Pelican Bay, and you got to go through the little guard shack, and I asked the guy, I said, I'm going to see my mother-in-law. And then I looked at him, and I said, I like my mother-in-law. And then he looked at me, and I said, do you like your mother-in-law? I thought, I'd just make conversation, you know. I said, do you like your mother-in-law? And I lie not. He looked right at me. He thought for a second and he went, I like to see little of her. Okay. He hit a button there, touched a button. But no, that's not what the verse says. The Bible says that you may be able to stand against the wiles of who? The devil. Look at the next verse. 1 Peter 5:8. Peter writes, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, notice, who's my adversary? The devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Our enemy is the devil, pure and simple. He's the mastermind behind the evil world system that's in place on planet Earth today. And I don't want you to misunderstand now. The devil is very clear in his goal. And that is he wants to destroy your testimony. He wants to destroy your faith. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to destroy your kids. He wants to destroy your teenagers' lives. He wants to destroy your marriage. I'm telling you right now, he's vicious. How do we overcome Satan? How do we win the victory? How do we win the victory in our personal lives? How do we win the victory in our marriages? How do we win the victory in our homes? How do we win the victory when it comes to raising children? This morning, I want to explore a text here about King David, the king of Israel, the same David that slew and he killed Goliath, but he came against something that was more formidable than even a giant like Goliath. David actually had his own flesh and blood son rise up against him, Absalom. And Absalom wanted the throne and didn't want to wait for it. So Absalom rebelled against his father. He came against his dad. The Bible says he stole the hearts of the people. The Bible says that Absalom ended up with a full-blown rebellion. In fact, to the point where David has to flee his home. He has to leave Jerusalem. He's out in the wilderness. He's out in the woods with, and he's got, of course, some folks that have stuck with him. But he's out here in the wilderness. Absalom has thousands of men behind him. Some powerful men there in Jerusalem. That brings us to chapter 17. And as we come to chapter 17, we're going to explore this thought this morning. How can we overcome our enemy? How does David overcome the enemy here? I want us to get three simple principles this morning. And I want you to take them home with you in your hip pocket. I want you to use them this week. Number one is this, okay? I want you to get this in your handout. You must recognize Satan's attack plan. Whenever you're trying to defeat an enemy, it's always helpful to know their strategy, isn't it? It's always helpful to know their game plan. A lot of football teams will script their first 15 or 20 plays. If somehow the other team could get a hold of those scripted plays, then it would become relatively easy for them to stop the other team, their opponent. Why? Because they've got their game plan in hand. They've got the other team's strategy right there in black and white. Absalom wanted to destroy his father David. So why would a boy want to do that? Because he was jealous, he was greedy, he was selfish, it was all about him, he had a rebellious heart, he wanted the kingdom and he wanted it to be indisputably his. So he calls this counselor by the name of Ahithophel. Now this guy Ahithophel is an interesting character because he at one time was David's personal counselor. He was David's dear friend. He was King David's mentor. He was his companion. But now this guy Ahithophel had turned on David. He was a traitor, like Satan. Remember when Satan broke from the ranks in God's armies? And this guy is filled with the spirit of Satan. And being filled with the spirit of Satan, he comes up with a brilliant plan to defeat David. If you look at verse 1, chapter 17, verse 1, this kind of sets the context here. Look at verse 1. Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, let me now choose out, here's his counsel, let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. That word pursue, when he says, I'm going to pursue after David, if you look it up, do you know what it means? It means to run after with hostile intent. To run after with hostile intent. One day I was out jogging in our neighborhood, and as I'm out there jogging down the street, all of a sudden I hear a chain rattling. I look behind me, and there's this big old dog chasing me. And I want you to know that dog was pursuing me. He was running after me with hostile intent. And man, I mean, you say, what did you do? I went from a jog to a sprint. I went into the 50-yard dash. I'm looking for trucks I can climb on. I'm looking for, you know, people's sheds I can climb on. Anything, you know. And that's the idea of that word. He says, let me pursue him, Absalom. I'll go after him. I'll get him. And then he lays out a plan for how he's going to defeat David.